Chicago, that toddling town.
Good afternoon. Chicago, our village Chicago, is on the air again. And spring is on its way. It's got to be. It's getting closer all the time.
Yes. What a difference from last week when we came to the program. It was snowing.
Snowing, slushy.
Snow.
It was terrible.
Awful.
But today is nice. Matt's here. He's taking the board. Chris, of course, is the leader of the gang. And
not so.
Yeah, we got a few good people on today. And yesterday they had a nice election in our area.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in some of our areas.
Actually, I guess it was pretty much statewide, but for different types of things.
Oh, yeah, but we talk about our village, which is up in the northwest side.
Oh, yes.
And we had, of course, Bernie Stone. Congratulations to Bernie. He made it. That's great.
Yeah, boy, he's been in office, well, for how many years?
33, now? I believe.
33 years.
Uh-huh.
Yes, and of course, that's the West Rogers Park area.
Yes.
50th Ward,
50th
Chicago.
Ward. Right.
Bernie Stone has been alderman there.
Just east of him, they got still a battle going on. That's more in
Gordon. Yes, Gordon. In East Rogers Park. That's
yeah.
A pretty close race too. I think there were very few votes. Of course, these were the runoff elections.
Yeah, and this is going to be a recount on that. I think.
You think so? Yeah.
Well, they're like within 40 votes of each other. So I don't think anybody's going to sit there and just let it go by the board.
Right, and Ted Matlack's ward down in the Bucktown Wicker Park area.
He lost.
He lost so far, but I think there'll probably be a runoff there, or not a runoff, but a recount.
Cologne's area, that's another area that where he got reelected.
Mm-hmm. And, Cologne versus Cologne.
Yeah.
And Cologne,
he won
the incumbent.
He took over 60% of the vote.
Right, and he was the incumbent. So Bernie Stone was the incumbent. Cologne was the incumbent. Matlack, who was the incumbent,
gone.
May have lost.
I think he is.
May have more. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
but the most surprising thing of it is, last night I was watching, and you were, of course, when 6,000 people in a whole ward, or 5,000 or 4,000 people in the whole ward would go out to vote.
Pretty outrageous.
Now, the other 95% will be the people that are yapping for the next 4 years about how bad things are, mm-hmm. how this couldn't be, that shouldn't be, and then ask them, did you vote? That should end the discussion right there.
Yeah.
If you didn't vote, who cares what you think? Because you don't care what you think. You don't care that you live in a democracy. Oh, you love it. But you can't take 10 minutes every so often to go over and vote. Maybe even extend yourself and take another 20 minutes before you vote and actually know who's running and what they run for.
Yes. Well, this is our lives we're talking about here. And especially in these runoff elections now, people... obviously, there were some choices out there. There was maybe a little bit of displeasure with the incumbent, so therefore wasn't automatically elected. So this really became quite an important race for people to go out and voice their opinions. And it was a less turnout in this election than it was in the election in March.
And some of those races were deep political because they were one of... maybe on the mayor's side versus the union side.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think that people that live in those particular wards would have a particular interest in getting a particular person in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I use the word particular too much. But
we know
I don't
what
know.
You mean.
Well, what do you do to wake people up to say, it's my duty. It's my duty to go and vote.
Mm-hmm.
If they lose their vote someday... there'll be the people, well, we lost our vote. What do you care? You didn't vote anyway.
Yes.
So
we'd like to hear some opinions from
folks.
Yeah,
if you have anything
there,
to say,
call.
We're at 708-493-1530. So, and then just going down the line a little bit further, I've got a question for somebody. We've got some great senators out there that are running, and they're going to do a great job, and they're wonderful people. All right, I'll give them that. Now they're out, and they're collecting money. Now, I said last week, they ought to take the check they got as a senator for the last year, send it back into the Treasury, because they obviously have not been in their area, they obviously haven't done the job, so therefore they shouldn't get paid for that. They're out pumping for millions. We've got a couple of senators right here that we talk a lot about that are local, and they've got, like, one's got $25 million, the other's got about $30 million. Now, what is this money for?
it's for them to spend, to run.
To run what? They haven't been chosen as president yet. They're going to have a big convention. And everybody there is going to decide, okay, we're going to have whoever it is, and he's going to, or she's going to run and be our presidential candidate to run up against the other side. And I'm not leaving the other side out either. They're pumping for cash, too. Mm-hmm. Now, all right, let's assume that, who knows, what Obama, he let's say he's going to be the next president, or they're designating him to be the president.
He'll be the candidate.
He's the candidate. Okay. Now, the lady that lost, Clinton, she collected about 30 million, 40 million, whatever she needed.
So far.
Right? Now, she's lost. She's out of the game. Because he's going to be the spearhead. He's going to move it up in front. What happens to the money that she collected?
I don't know. I'm not sure if you have to spend that money. Like, you can't show a profit at the end of all of this.
I know on the local
because
level.
Because there's matching funds involved, too. That's just the money they raise.
That's another thing. That's a government thing.
Gives you matching funds.
But I know on a local level, if you don't spend all of it, you can turn it over and declare it income, pay the taxes on it, and now it's just your income.
Mm.
Hey, if I had $25 million with nothing to do with it, I think I might say, yeah, let's pay the taxes and I'll go and live a nice life.
Yeah.
But what really does happen to that? I hope they don't take that money and consolidate it.
I don't know.
I don't see how you could spend $25 million or $30 million to have the people say, well, that's the fellow we like. They haven't voted yet.
Right. Well, you know, when you think about the fact that if you wanted to run for a local office, let's say here in Chicago you want to run for alderman.
Good.
I think minimum you have to come up with is probably $200,000.
Well, about $100,000.
$100,000?
Yeah, you can probably clip it for about $100,000.
But if you want to win, maybe $200,000.
Yeah, if you want to go if you want to go racing, it's going to cost you a little more, right?
Yeah. So I guess this, to me, leads to a question. How do people make their decisions on who to vote for?
Oh.
Now, obviously, we're all subject to marketing campaigns, and that's why we're deluged with commercials constantly on television and in the newspapers. And, you know, we have a newspaper, we put ads in the paper, obviously, because we want to attract people, or those companies want to attract people. But you wonder sometimes how, with the candidates that are chosen, how, first of all, how those particular candidates are chosen. We had heard last night, we were watching the Leno show, and Tim Russert was on. Russert? He was talking about the fact that John Edwards was really a viable force in the Democratic race for president right now, mainly because he had lived in four different states, four of the base primary states that come up first. So obviously his name recognition is there. Right, but besides that, there are personal issues with him. His wife is ill, and that's terribly
unfortunate, awfully unfortunate.
And there are other candidates who have had, you know, circumstances in their lives that make them sympathetic candidates. And you wonder, how do people actually make their decisions? Is it based a little bit on that human quality? And
I don't know how they do that. I really don't. I still, we go back to the original question though, when somebody wins, and I just can't understand how you can run for president and run a bill of $40 million not knowing whether they're going to give you the presidency or not.
Mm-hmm.
You must have some money left over somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I hope that money doesn't go into a pool so the guy that they picked to run for president then, he would get that money to help him to get to be the president. Because if I gave X number of dollars to one fellow and he lost, I don't want him giving my money to another fellow that I never contributed to, nor did I want to.
Yeah, that's true.
So I just wonder about that. We're at 708-493-1530. Somebody may be able to call and tell us.
Any comments? And, you know, we've got a couple of prizes to give away today. Yeah. A little happier note here.
Yeah, call in. We'll give you a prize.
We have some gift certificates for the play Ragtime at the Porchlight Theater. So some lucky winner can come in and call in and win those, as well as gift certificates for dinner at the Mirabel Restaurant Lounge. So we have a question for people to answer, and then hence they can win these prizes.
I have a question.
You have a question.
45 years ago, I came out to this beautiful city. There was a building in the city that was the tallest building. What was the name of that building? There was a restaurant on top. What did they call that restaurant? If you can come up with that, I'll give you a couple of dinners.
Okay. And tickets.
Is that enough to say?
Well,
Matt's looking
clear.
Like, what? He's not 30 years old. How would he know anyway? But the building was 45 years ago, was the highest place that you, in the area, mm-hmm. the tallest building.
Mm-hmm.
So give me the name of it, and what did they used to call a restaurant at the top?
Yes, and you can call us at 708-493-1530 and
right.
win a little bit of a prize. We have a very interesting guest on the show with us a little bit later today, about 2:20. We're going to be hearing from Chris Voiles and Teresa Blomquist of Wells Fargo Home Mortgages. They'll be talking about reverse mortgages for seniors. Very interesting topic, especially now this is spring. People are kind of thinking about the real estate market again and perhaps selling their homes or buying homes. And the subject of mortgages, a lot of people who are older in their homes might want to especially listen to this, or their younger children who can help direct their parents as to what they want to do in the future to help safeguard their monies in their property, because it's the largest investment we make in our lives.
I think that's the most important investment for most people. And we talk a lot of times about how to sell a product or this or that.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, real estate people have a tremendous pressure on them, because this is the biggest number one thing of a man's life, usually, is to buy that house.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're not messing around with just money here. You're messing around with a man's life and what he sees as his future and his family's future. I think it's very important. And these people, by the way, are coming right at the right time.
Perfect.
So,
perfect timing.
Because the real estate industry right now is a little up and down, mm-hmm. in and out. All depends what you read.
Yeah, and especially because Chicago is making such a transition right now. All these gentrified neighborhoods. Of course, this has been going on for quite a few years. But you see condos on every corner of the city of Chicago. And a lot of these old neighborhoods where people had perhaps bought their home, where they raised their family, now they're getting older, they'd like to be able to stay in their own homes, not have to move on because of the escalation in pricing and taxes,
right.
Of course, in the neighborhoods in which they live.
Don't tell them their story.
I won't tell them. No, that's just a little prelude to what we're
going to
be talking about.
I know it's something, we try to keep this thing kind of rolling along, and it's fun, but we can't forget what happened a couple of days ago in West Virginia,
mm-hmm.
and we're not going to have much to say about it. There's not much left to say about it, but I do feel it's going to be a terribly tough situation to correct,
mm-hmm.
in the future. I've heard people already, they have the snap answers. That, of course, won't work, but they're going to have to come up with something in the future that's going to be able to, you know, get past this,
mm-hmm.
get over these crazy incidences,
yes.
that are going on.
Awful.
So,
well, and you know, I felt saddened too. Besides this horrific thing, this was the worst mass murder our country's
terrible.
History. But the poor Korean people, I don't know if this actually came from Korea itself,
oh, I read an
or
article
the Korean
this
Americans
morning.
Here, who are apologizing because this person
yeah.
was a Korean.
He wasn't
descent.
A Korean. He was in America. He was working as
well,
American.
And besides,
those things happen.
Has nothing to do with that,
no,
obviously.
No. But it's a very complicated thing, and I hope somehow somebody can get it together and say this is what we've got to do to make it a better place to live.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, it's. Let's not drag on with that.
Mm.
Let's have fun with politicians.
Well, I'll tell you about a really nice event that's going to be coming up in May. Of course, all of us out there remember our mothers on Mother's Day, and we like to be remembered as mothers. The White Eagle Banquets and Restaurant, which is located in Niles at 6839 North Milwaukee Avenue, has a 60-year reputation for the highest quality of food, service and value. And normally people think of the White Eagle as banquets for 40 to 1,000 plus people, and of course they do that extremely well. On certain special occasions during the year, like Easter and Mother's Day coming up now, they offer just a wonderful way to celebrate with your entire family. It's a family-style dinner setting. They call this particular event the Ultimate Mother's Day Banquet on Sunday, May 13th. The doors open at 2 o'clock. There's a cash bar, and then dinner is served at 3. They have a lavish suite table, special Mother's Day menu, live entertainment. And for adults, the price is only $25. That includes tax and gratuity. Children, $12 between the ages of 3 and 12. So it's a wonderful way for you to get away from the kitchen if you're the mom and celebrate with your family at a beautiful environment with music and in your whole family, and have the cooking done for you by the White Eagle. Give them a call at 847-647-0660. That's 847-647-0660. The Ultimate Mother's Day Banquet at the White Eagle Banquets and Restaurant in Niles. It's a splendid way to get away from the hot stove and
right.
celebrate.
Right. I don't like to knock people, but you're probably the best cook in the city. Hmm. You can dial a phone faster than anybody I know, and you've got all the numbers in your mind. What
absolutely.
Do you want? Chinese? No problem.
Any
German? We got it.
Any type of food you can think about.
Actually, you're a great cook, as I remember.
Well, you know, it's true. As you start to get older, and it's just the two of you at home, it's a little bit harder to build up that energy to make creative dinners on a regular
good.
Basis.
I like that
you
story.
Like that, huh?
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, that's good. If there's only two of you, you'll just call up and on the telephone, and they'll send it right over.
And now you're not limited to just pizza anymore.
Right. Hey, what do you feel like tonight?
Yeah.
We've got it.
Uh-huh. But I'll tell you, if you want pizza, we know the place to go for
there's
pizza.
Only, yeah, it's a great place for pizza.
In fact, this place is so good, they don't deliver. You can, of course, pick up and take it home with you. But the Edison Park Inn, in Edison Park, at 6715 North Olmsted, has the best wood-burning oven pizza around. And, of course, a whole lot more. They have a full menu. They're open 7 days a week from 11 o'clock. If you visit them online, you'll be able to see their whole menu and see all the other things they have going over at the inn. It's www.edisonparkinn.net. That's edisonparkinn.net. They have a full-service lounge with all the sporting events on satellite and cable. So they're a great sports lounge. And then on the second floor, they have one of these old bowling alleys that are set up with 8 lanes that you can book for private parties. They do have leagues during bowling season, but they have the 8 lanes of bowling. They have billiards. They have live music. And you can rent the second floor of the Edison Park Inn for gatherings with business associates, special occasions, holidays, family gatherings. So that's a great place to think about for something a little different. Number is 773-775-1404. That's 773-775-1404, the Edison Park Inn. And you were going to say something about that?
Talking about sports. Mm-hmm. Baseball is underway.
Oh, yes.
Rolling very well. Yesterday they had Sammy Sosa come to town. He was with the other team. Mm-hmm. And everybody in the place just booed him terribly. And I never liked Sammy. I never did. And he did yesterday the thing that I don't like about him. His team was ahead 5-1,
mm-hmm.
and he got up and hit a home run that made it 8-1.
Mm-hmm.
But I can remember too many times mm-hmm. when it was the ninth inning and mm-hmm. Sammy was up, bases loaded, they're down by a run,
mm-hmm.
and you could bet money on it. He's going to strike out. And he did.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and besides that, he's got all these home runs that are questionable, and I think he's kind of hurt the whole industry a little bit.
Yeah, so, well, you know, that's, I guess that you can't be a winner if you don't act like a winner, correct?
Well, that's true. I mean, he's just, one of those that came along. I hope he doesn't get into the Hall of Fame.
Mm.
I don't think he earned it. But Cubs are getting a little heat from their manager.
Yeah.
He came out the other day and said, we're going to make it. We're going to win. So I bet everybody cringed in the locker room that when he heard that, you know. Well, Teresa's on with us.
Yes, we have Wells Fargo home mortgage company, and we're being visited today over the phone by Chris Voiles, who is the regional manager, and Teresa Blomquist, who is reverse mortgage consultant. Hello, ladies.
Hi. Hello. Thanks for having us.
Hello. How are you doing today?
We're doing well.
Who am I speaking with? Teresa?
This is Teresa. Hi, Fred.
How are you today? Good, I guess, huh?
I'm great. How are you?
Fine.
You have a good radio voice, Teresa.
Yes.
Oh, good. Not as good as yours, I'm sure.
Hey, I'm a grumbly old guy, that's all. But this is an interesting discussion today. We had a nice meeting with you not long ago, and you kind of filled us in on a lot of what you do and so forth. And I understand, though, that you've got your regional manager there.
Yes, Chris Voiles will be talking a bit about reverse mortgages.
I see.
Explaining a little bit about the products and what it has to offer. And,
well, you're kind of the local consultant here, right? You consult
exactly.
on this this reverse mortgages?
Yes, I'm right here in the north side of Chicago.
And I hope everybody has a pencil.
I'm actually right now over at the Austin Irving Library. I just finished up a little workshop over here on reverse mortgages. So I meet with seniors all over, especially on the north side of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And you give these seminars, or is that what they're like seminars at places like libraries and local gatherings?
Yeah, libraries, churches, wherever people want to gather to learn about these. And that's the key, I think, and we'll let Chris explain more about that. But yeah, the key to this is all just getting the information and knowing the facts about what reverse mortgages can offer you.
Mm-hmm.
Can anybody get in touch with you at a number somewhere that they might?
Sure, of course. If anybody ever has questions or anything, you can always call me at 773-529-5346.
Mm-hmm. Say that one more time, Teresa. Your phone number. Give it one more time.
Okay, it's 773-529-5346.
Very good. And then you are going to be having an article in our newspapers coming out on May the 4th, a little bit of a follow-up to what we're going to be talking about today.
Yes? Are you there?
I'm
here. Okay.
Chris Voiles? Hello?
Hello?
I think we lost you, ladies.
Chris?
I can hear you.
Are you there, Chris?
I'm here. Hi, Fred. Hi, Chris.
How are you doing?
How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Very good.
I hope you don't have a radio near you because we're on a 10-second lag.
No, I don't have a radio near me.
Okay, fine.
All right.
I guess you're the regional manager.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you're going to be able to give us a little bit of a fill-in on just how important reverse mortgages are today, huh?
I can do that, yes.
Good. What is a reverse mortgage?
A reverse mortgage, in the simplest definition, is a home equity loan that allows people 62 or older to take some of the equity out of their house without creating any monthly payments.
Okay.
So what they're able to do is we take their age and the approximate value of their home, plug that into a computer formula, and that comes back to us how much money they have access to. Mm-hmm. And once we figure that out, if they have a mortgage left on their house, we have to be able to pay that off first. But if they don't have a mortgage left, or with any money that would be left over after we do pay their existing house, they're allowed to take that and do whatever they need to do with it. So they could use it for home repairs. They could use it for some medical reason. They could buy a new car. They could take a vacation. Anything they want.
So you can take the money and, as you say, do anything you want with it. And then that'll go on the mortgage if you don't have one. And if you have a mortgage, it'll just add back onto it, I guess, huh?
If you have a mortgage, what we would do is pay that mortgage off. We would replace your existing mortgage with the reverse mortgage. So what would happen then is you wouldn't have a payment left.
Oh.
You know, on a regular traditional type mortgage, you're always making a monthly payment.
Mm-hmm.
But with the reverse mortgage, there are no payments.
So then
you don't have to pay anything back until you either sell your house or you pass away, at which time your estate would sell or pay back the loan with the sale of the house.
Okay. So besides not having those monthly payments,
does that make sense?
So besides not having those monthly payments to contend with, you also would have this perhaps large chunk of money to use as you choose.
Correct. A lot of people are able to survive so much nicer every month. They can breathe easier just because they're not putting out the $600, $700, $800 that they're used to paying for their mortgage payment. You know, mm-hmm. they have extra money that they can go out and eat every once in a while, or they can buy that prescription that they need without really struggling through the month.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people will take the money. There's different ways you can take the money. Some people will take it in a lump sum, take it all right away. Other people will set it up. They might tell us, you know, I'm $500 short every month to pay my bills. So they'll set it up where they just get an extra amount of money sent to them every month. It gets deposited into their bank account just like their Social Security check does. Other people will take some of the money now and put the rest in the line of credit. So maybe they need a new roof and they can't afford to do that. They'll take enough to get their new roof put on, but they survive okay on a monthly basis. So they'll just put the rest of that into a line of credit, and they can use it whenever they need it. So if it comes to be tax time and they haven't saved enough to pay their taxes, or if their washer and dryer break down, they would just make a phone call, and they'd be able to pull more money out of that line of credit because it's just there waiting for them. It's like an emergency fund.
That's terrific. I have a question. On taxes,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to give you any hard questions. I wouldn't know any to tell you, you know. on taxes, you know, you pay your monthly, whatever you want to call it, your mortgage, then the insurance, and then you have taxes. Do these taxes keep rolling on, or does that come out of that fund?
You're talking about your real estate taxes.
Yes,
right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Your real estate taxes, you still have to pay your taxes and your homeowner's insurance. But what a lot of people do is they take the money out of their line of credit to pay their taxes every year.
Oh, so then there wouldn't be any really money out of pocket, because they could turn around and say, okay, I'll just pull it from this fund and pay it off, huh?
Right. So every year, and the neat thing is, the money that you haven't used yet is sitting in a line of credit, and it actually grows for you.
So you get an interest on it.
You get interest, but it's not in the form of a dividend check, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like a savings account, but it's really just your line of credit growing for you. So it will be worth more if you put some money in there and you don't touch it for a year. You use it to pay taxes this year, and then you don't use it anymore until next year. That money that's sitting there will have grown, and a lot of people will then, you know, pull that money that grew, that extra amount, they'll pull that out every year, and that's how they pay their taxes.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. You know, I know that a lot of folks, obviously, who are going to be eligible for this, Chris, are on perhaps Social Security or Medicare benefits. How does this affect them in that way?
All of the money from a reverse mortgage is tax-free income.
Mm-hmm.
It's considered equity, not income. So it does not affect Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare, any kind of tax break programs that they have. It does not affect any of that.
Excellent. So people don't have to worry about that part.
Correct.
Of it then. And then, of course, people who have, you know, invested their life savings, so to speak, through their whole lives in their home, they want to have their heirs benefit from that at their death. Can the heirs then somehow pick up that property again, or how does that work?
The title stays in the homeowner's name, so the mm-hmm. bank is not taking their house, and that's a big misconception that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
People think we're taking their house, and that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
The title stays in the homeowner's name, so yes, at the end, once the person is deceased, if the kids decide that they want that house that's been in the family for several years, they can just go get their own loan to cover the existing reverse mortgage. So reverse mortgage would need to be paid off, but it can either come from life insurance that was there, or it can come from the kids getting their own mortgage to take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess another thing that I should point out is that if there's ever not enough money to pay off the mortgage, let's say the people used all the money and they lived in that house until they were 100 years old before they were gone. if they would ever owe more than what the kids can sell the house for, these programs are backed by the government. So the kids would never be responsible, the estate would never be responsible, because HUD would step in and make up that difference.
Hmm, very nice.
Very good. What about maintaining the house? Do you have to maintain it to a certain level?
Right. The title's in your name. It's still your house, so you want to keep it in good shape. You still want to maintain it. You still want to pay the taxes and insurance and, you know, treat it like it is. I mean, it's still your house. So,
so it'd be pretty much like it is today.
Yeah.
If it's that looks that way today, then that's the way we got to maintain it type of thing, huh?
Right. I mean, you can do changes to it. You can, you know, do anything you would, do anything you would do if even if you hadn't done the reverse mortgage. Treat it like you would even, you know, any other time.
Mm-hmm.
You can do any improvements. You can paint. You can change whatever you want.
Okay.
As long as you keep it in good good order.
Right. You can add on if you want to, perhaps, right?
Right.
Whatever you want. Okay. And what is? Are there costs involved with this? You may have already said this, but I missed it. If you did, if someone comes to you and they say yes, we want to do this, what type of costs are involved?
The costs involved. One of the costs is the mortgage insurance, which is what the government requires, and there's also your regular mortgage closing costs, your appraisal, your credit work, your title work, stuff like that. However, I can tell you that there's all the costs can be rolled into your loan amount. So you don't really have any out-of-pocket costs that you have to pay. You just roll them all into your loan amount.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wells Fargo is a huge company, isn't it?
Wells Fargo is a huge company, been around for, I believe it's 153 years now.
Has it been that long, 153, 150 years?
Everybody probably remembers the stagecoach.
The stagecoach.
The stagecoach.
I was just going to say that, right?
I remember as a kid, there was always a Wells Fargo stagecoach in every movie.
Right, right.
But it's grown now to, do you have any numbers on how big it is or, you know, the extent of the weight of the company? I think people like to, they know the name Wells Fargo, and we know it's a big corporation, a huge corporation, but how big is it?
Wow, Teresa, I don't know. I don't have those numbers.
Okay.
Ready. I can tell you that we're the number one reverse mortgage lender, and
we're in all 50 states.
All 50 states,
But as far as, and I know we just, the ranking for the bank, the AAA ranking.
We're the only bank that's AAA
rated. Right. Wells Fargo's the only bank that's got the AAA rating.
Well, Teresa went over a lot of these things with us, and of course we're asking them back now so that the people that listen to us can hear, you know, all about this. A very exciting program. And
it's a great program. And one of the things we haven't talked about yet is what it takes to qualify for it.
Ah, good point.
Can I point that out real quick?
Yes, you may.
Please do.
All right. The only thing you have to do to qualify for a reverse mortgage is you have to be 62 years of age or older, and you must live in your house as your primary residence. We don't care about employment, income, credit, assets, anything like that. So if you've had credit trouble in the past or you have some debts that need to be paid, that's okay as long as we can get, you know, the only debts we require you to pay off are ones that are tied to the house. So any credit card debts or personal loans, we don't have to require you to pay those off. A lot of people do just so that they can get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so we don't look at a lot of things that a traditional type of mortgage would look at. And then again, you don't have the payments to deal with like a traditional mortgage would have either.
Mm-hmm. That's very good. Now, if we wanted to, if somebody has questions, they can call Teresa, right?
That's right.
That's at 773-529-5346.
Absolutely. They can call, ask questions. I would be more than happy to put some information together and mail it out if you would pass along your address. And that's the key, as we've been saying, is just learning all about the different products and seeing how they would fit your needs.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think people sometimes are a little leery about contacting larger companies. They feel a little intimidated. There really is no obligation to this. People can call you and obtain information from you without feeling as though they're being pressured.
Absolutely. Right. Yes.
It's all very important.
Yes, it is.
As we all know, as we get older, sometimes some of these things sound complicated,
mm-hmm.
and some are very complicated,
mm-hmm.
but you've made it very easy for people. And as we all know, the real estate market, as I was kidding before, it's up, it's down, it's all over. It all depends who you're reading today, you know. But this certainly should put a person that needs security in a good feeling, because he can get the security. He doesn't have to go out and get a job for $2,000 a week to survive, or maybe he couldn't anyway. But this way, he's got money, equity that's been built. He might as well use it.
Mm-hmm.
It's his.
That's
and,
right.
Why not use it?
Well, and also because as people start to age now, and of course we're living so much longer these days than we used to. This probably wasn't even an issue 150 years ago when Wells Fargo started. You have long-term care to consider as a possibility in one's life. So this type of a plan can really afford you that security to know that no matter what happens, you're going to be able to sustain yourself and be independent. Correct?
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's exactly right. That's another big reason that people use the reverse mortgage program is they don't want to go into nursing home, but they do need some help.
Mm-hmm.
And so they, you know, have somebody come in that they pay to help them each week, or sometimes in some cases it's every day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they don't have the money to pay for that out of their fixed income.
Right.
So they use the reverse mortgage to help them do that.
Right, because I don't think Medicare covers that type of thing, or Medicaid. So, yeah, you're kind of left on your own when it comes to that in-home support.
Right. I talk to people every day, and, you know, most all of them will say, everything keeps going up except my income. And that's so true for people on a fixed income.
Oh, sure.
You know, the gas bills are going up, the food bills are going up,
mm-hmm.
everything's going up, but their income doesn't go up in the same increment.
In yes. business, we call it cash flow.
Right.
And as
right.
you get older, it seems the cash flow slows down a bit. But, no, this is really a great program. And it does a great service to people.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people in this country. People don't want to live like millionaires if they're not, but they do want to live in the same level that they have lived in all of their life and are used to, and here's certainly a way that they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a terrific idea.
Right.
So,
and all
you guys
hard-
know that this program has been around for a long time. It's 13 or 14 years old, and the government regulates this program, so it's a very safe program for the seniors. They have a lot of different safety measures put in place so that the seniors cannot get taken advantage of,
mm-hmm.
And they're protected. One of the things that they require is a counseling session. It's a third-party independent counseling agency that the borrower, the senior, will talk to before we take their application, just to make sure that they have been given the proper information, that they understand the program, and that there's nobody in the background trying to scam them out of anything, or, you know, telling them to do something that's really not in their best interest.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a very good thing, too. And then they also set the rates, so they can't be getting charged different rates from different companies. Everything's, you know, really regulated, really set up by the government.
Yes, and is it, would you suggest it's a good idea too for entire family, nuclear families to get together for something like this, for a meeting like this? You know, the parents with their children, obviously their children would be older, and just so that everyone is clear on how this works.
I'm sorry, Chris, I missed your question.
Oh, no, I was just saying, don't you think it's perhaps advisable for people to include their entire family in a discussion like this? When I say entire, the parents with their children, just so that everyone knows how it's going to work and they feel comfortable
now,
with
most,
it.
Most all of them will, maybe not the entire family, but they usually tell at least one or two of the kids and,
mm-hmm.
you know, get involved, the ones that are, you know, most, I guess, interested in what they're doing. But
mm-hmm.
yeah, I'd say that most everybody has a family member or a friend involved so that they understand what they're doing as well.
Yes.
And to get their blessing is
uh-huh.
that that they think that it's a good thing for them to do, too, that it's really going to benefit them like
sure.
they think it's going to?
Yes, absolutely.
So, yeah.
Very good.
Well, we appreciate this so much. I know you've been in business, 13, 14, 15 years, whatever, but I think right now it's so important because our economy has shifted in such a way in the last little bit that this is a program that's really needed right now, today. And we do appreciate you coming on and telling us about it. And if anybody wants to get in touch with you know, for more facts, they can get a hold of Teresa, right?
Yeah.
And that's at 773-529-5346. Now, you'll be in our next editions of our newspaper with a story, and maybe at that time you can tell us if there is anything coming up where people can go to see it.
Yeah? Absolutely.
And this will be on podcast on www.ourvillagechicago.com, and that comes up on podcast in about 4 days, which means they'll be able to listen to the show and listen to what you people have talked about. And people will go into this, I know, and they look it up because they want to remember this or, you know, what was this about, that kind of thing. But we appreciate so much. And, Teresa, we appreciate you setting this up. And we certainly wish you nothing but luck. And have a good day. Unless
you
have something else you want to add, go ahead.
No, just thanks for having us. And feel free to pass along any questions or concerns or anything. My number again is 773-529-5346. And I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
And Chris, thank you.
That is really a good program, I think.
Yes, boy, isn't it valuable? And so many people have probably not heard of it or have misconceptions about it, and so informative and excellent for people to know
and
about.
And, you know, there's some people I've heard, well, I've got to save all this for my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can still save it.
Sure.
But it's your money.
Uh-huh.
You worked hard for it all your life.
Right.
It's not being greedy. You earned the money. So you ought to have the right to spend the money.
It belongs.
And you
to
should
you.
Be able to do it and, you know, be able to buy your pills and,
uh-huh.
and not have to buy cat food to eat.
Yes.
You know?
Well, as most of us will say to our elderly parents, you know, you worked hard all of your lives to have the security that you want in your old age, because most of our parents in yours and my generation anyway, they are kind of the Depression era, World War II vintage people, and they weren't looking for extravagant lifestyles. They wanted security. That
security.
Was number one.
So.
And so that's what this will
bring it.
Allow you, plus having a little cash to have some fun too.
Very good.
Which doesn't hurt.
Go down to Vegas and put it all on the come line.
Oh, dear. And just to say who we were just talking to, Chris Voiles and Teresa Blomquist of Wells Fargo Reverse Mortgages. So we'll be hearing more from them in our newspaper coming out on May the 4th. You can read about this in article form.
Yes.
And you can call us today still at 708-493-1530. We had a question out there for people to answer and win a prize or two. The tallest building in Chicago 45 years ago was which building? And there was a restaurant at the top. What was the name of the restaurant? Call us at 708-493-1530. And you can win some tickets to the theater as well as dinner gift certificates at the Mirabel restaurant. Here's a place that is offering a bit of a perk to coming in for an eye exam and eyeglasses. Birch Optical at 5493 Milwaukee Avenue in Chicago. That's Gladstone Park, very on the very far northwest side of the city, celebrating their 69th year in the business. Birch Optical, Paul Birch and Ken Schmalzer are the owners, and they offer $25 off on a complete set of eyewear if you mention that you heard them on our program. Of course, they have certified opticians, quality eyewear of any type, contact lenses. They, of course, offer eye examinations. They are very congenial and wonderful people there and will work with you on whatever your needs are. And now with the summer coming along, of course, they have accessory items, perhaps sunglasses that you might need a new pair of or just different accessory sports glasses. Birch Optical at 5493 Milwaukee Avenue in Chicago. Their phone number is 773-775 3300. That's 773-775-3300. And they do honor most major insurance plans. Didn't want to forget to say that. Birch Optical. 69 years, by the way, of being family-owned and operated.
I can always
remember. Three generations of Birch.
Because I'll be 69 in about a month.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm always the same as Birch.
Yeah. So you're like equivalent to three generations?
Nah, I'm an old man.
Ooh, what a scary thought. Well, the Birch family has owned Birch Optical for three generations. 69 years. Time flies, as they say.
It certainly does. Sure does.
You know, time and time again, you hear about these things and you say, oh my gosh, how could that have been? In fact, we were talking to some friends of ours whose son had just been married a year ago. In fact, Rex Market, Rex Italian Market, Anthony Pinello, who'd called in the program. He had just gotten married last spring, and a beautiful wedding in right in Italy. Well, now he's gone back to Italy for his first anniversary, and all of us were kind of taken aback by that, including his parents, I think. And just, how can this be a year already?
Yeah.
It does go so quickly.
When you're having fun, time flies.
Yeah, especially when you're that age and able to travel to Italy.
Yeah, well, that's another thing.
Right.
So we had a call in, and somebody got the prize.
Oh, really? How wonderful.
And the answer to the question, well, the question was, what was the oldest or the tallest building in the city of Chicago 45 years ago? And the answer was, it was the Prudential Building. It was 40 stories high. That was the highest building in the city. And at the top was a restaurant called the Top of the Rock. And you could stand up there and just look forever.
Yeah.
It was just, everything was below you.
The city was...
Of course, now you can't even find it amongst the other big buildings, but that was number one. That was it.
I remember that. Yeah. And Top of the Rock, it was called that? Because
Prudential,
it was the Prudential Building, and Prudential always has this logo that has a big cliff, I guess, kind of like
Rock.
Called this the Top of the Rock because that was the top of the Prudential Insurance Building.
Very good.
Yeah.
Somebody might call us in and tell us the name of the rock.
Oh.
Because it's in, I believe it was in the Mediterranean. In order to enter into the Mediterranean.
That's what I said, Dover.
No, that's up in
Gibraltar.
England.
Gibraltar.
I think it's Gibraltar.
Oh.
I think that's what it was.
Maybe so.
But how do I know?
That we don't know.
No,
well, then they should have called it Gibraltar.
I'm not big in rocks. I have no idea.
That wasn't part of the question.
I ate at the top of the rock. I was good at eating. But where the rocks came from, I have no idea.
Yeah, some bedrock thing.
Thing somewhere.
But somebody actually won the prize. That's wonderful.
Yes.
So, I will tell them what they won. Four tickets.
I already told them what they won.
Well, I'll tell our listeners what they won.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, yeah.
I hope it's the same thing I told
them. Well, you tell them. You tell me what it was.
No, it was the four tickets, right?
Yeah, for the Porchlight Theater presentation of Ragtime.
Right.
And
that's a great hit on the Ragtime.
Uh-huh.
Very good.
Yes. So. And besides that, there'll be a gift certificate for the Mirabelle Restaurant and Lounge.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't tell them about that.
Well,
you really like me now.
This is really good. The Mirabelle Restaurant Lounge, fine German and American cuisine for many, many years now on the north side of Chicago. Chef Werner Heil and his wife Anita, their son Jeffrey, and all the staff at the Mirabelle do a fine job. They have actually the best Wiener Schnitzel in the city of Chicago, and that's been always. They have this wonderful Wiener Schnitzel. They have a party room available. And for Mother's Day, they're usually closed on Sundays. They're open 6 days a week, but the one Sunday that they're open during the year is Mother's Day. And, of course, this Mother's Day, like Mother's Days in the past, they're offering a special menu. So enjoy a delicious dinner at the Mirabelle Restaurant and Lounge anytime, but Mother's Day is a good day to do that. Mother's Day's hours are 12 noon to 8 p.m., so call early for reservations. Phone number is 773-463-1962. That's 773-463-1962. They're located at 3454 West Addison Street in Chicago. And any day of the week is good, except for Sunday. Mother's Day is the one Sunday that they're open, as we mentioned. And the people who had won the prize will be getting a gift certificate from Mirabelle.
Very good.
To enjoy after the theater or before the theater.
Very good.
Whichever they choose. Mirabelle Restaurant and Lounge. I just love the name of that, you know, because we've traveled to Austria.
Yeah.
We have gone to the Mirabelle Gardens and so beautiful
Platz,
there. Mirabelle Gardens.
Mirabelle Platz.
Or,
yeah.
And the Heil family.
I've got a question for next week. Mm-hmm. We go to a place up here in the north side quite often. And they claim they have the best Reuben sandwich in the world.
Mm.
So we were out at another place the other day, out when we golf, and they have in their menu, they're the greatest Reuben sandwich in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So we tried their Reuben sandwich, and I said, I have to be honest, this other fellow in Chicago's got a better Reuben.
Mm-hmm.
Much better.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the question. Where did the Reuben sandwich come from? Where did it start? This isn't very difficult, actually. But where and when did it start, the Reuben sandwich? If you come up with an answer, not this week, but if you come up with next week, mm-hmm. I'm going to send you two nice tickets to the place where you get, we think, the best Reuben sandwich in the city is.
Ah.
How's that?
There you go.
But not this week. Cause,
not this
week. You think about it. Where did the Reuben sandwich come from?
Mm-hmm.
It was invented. I guess that's the word you'd use. And then it became the Reuben. And tell me all about it. And two nice dinners. Go over there, have Reuben's. If you don't like Reuben sandwiches, you're going to have something else. But we'll send you there for the two Reuben sandwiches. So, and it is a good dinner. It's not just a sandwich. It's a dinner. So,
very good.
Okay, how's that?
Sounds good to me. Sounds good. Here's a fellow in the community who has been such a help to people in situations where they need some extra help. Actually, Dennis Lemke and his partner, Laura Hartley, who run a caring concept to help you be at home. They're number one with immediate and personal response to your needs, and their goal is to meet your individual needs by providing experienced, referenced caregivers. And we were talking to the ladies at Wells Fargo just about this subject of people as they get to a point in their lives, they might need some additional assistance in their home, or perhaps they're recovering from surgery, or they have some disability that would cause them to need a little bit of extra support. A caring concept will provide caregivers to assist you with your daily or personal, with your daily personal care and grooming, with your ambulation and other activities of daily living. They'll prepare meals for you, do light housekeeping, accompany you away from home if you need that, perhaps to the doctor or to, some appointment you need to keep. They provide homemaker companions, certified nurses' aides, private duty aides, and their goal is to place caregivers who share your concern for the comfort and well-being and happiness of those that they serve. They're available on a short or long-term basis, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, or 24/7, as they say. Their agency is licensed, bonded, and insured. No contract is required. Give Caring Concept a call at 773-539-6600. That's 773-539-6600. Or visit them online at caringconcept.com. A caring concept to help you be at home.
Very good.
Good place to know about.
We hear Matt's up to 430 people on his 1,000 people dinner.
Oh, he's got a way to go.
But he's working at it. He's working.
But then if they all bring a guest, or is that with the guests?
Oh, no, I think it's 1,000 seats, right, Matt? Just 1,000 seats. So if you bring, like, a guest, that's two seats gone. Unless she sits on your lap. So, maybe he'll send them to the greatest restaurant with the big Reuben, 1,000 Reubens, right?
Maybe. You know, next week we want to tell people who we have on. In fact, I want to mention that in our newspaper we had erroneously indicated that Armed Forces Day was April the 19th. It's actually May 19th. So that was supposed to be on our program today. It won't be now until May.
We're at war. And Armed Forces Day should be every day.
Yes, that is the truth.
Whether you like the war or don't like the war, up, down, we've all got our opinions, but we are at war, and there are young people getting shot at and killed.
Very
every
good.
Day should be that day.
Very good. Yes, we have to always and will remember our troops. That was an excellent point. But we will be featuring that later at another broadcast in May sometime. Next week, we are going to be featuring Dr. Charles Gunnerich, the president of Wright College. He'll be calling in to talk to us just about some special things that are happening at Wright this time of year. The Chicago Public Library spring events and special programs will be represented by someone in the Chicago Public Library. Bosley, King of the Canines, with Mom Nicole Carfora, who is owner of Canine Corral, will be on with us again next week to talk about spring and the life of in the canine world. And so that should be an interesting show. But tune in for Dr. Gunnerich, president of Wright College, next week, Chicago Public Library, and Bosley and Nicole Carfora next week. And then on May 2nd, our program will be Mayor Daley's Office of Special Events, Spring in Chicago, and Erhausen Greenhouses will be offering gardening tips. So we've got a couple of really nice spring-like shows coming along, things that are going on in the city.
Very good.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Nelson Funeral Homes. Let's not forget these good friends of ours, family-owned and operated since 1929. They have two convenient, home-like, comfortable locations, one at 820 Talcott Road in Park Ridge and one at 5149 North Ashland, that's in Andersonville, in Chicago. You can call them at 847-823-5122 or visit them online at nelsonfunerals.com to find out more about their services. Of course, they offer traditional services, memorial celebrations, cremation options, pre-planning at no obligation, obviously. So if you'd like to call in to just obtain a little bit more information about the pricing comparisons and the different services and functions that they perform. NelsonFunerals.com. Their phone number, once again, 847-823-5122. Family-owned and operated since 1929, so they're not a corporate-owned home, which is hard to find these days. Family-owned all these years. Nelson Funeral Homes.
Great. It was great to hear this week also that the Olympics have a chance to come here to Chicago.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, this is a worldwide thing, and we're up against a lot of tough cities. But congratulations to the city of Chicago. Mayor Daley and his staff, they really fashioned something together that made it very appealing. And the whole committee wants it here if it's going to be in America.
Uh-huh. Now,
like I say, it could be Rio or someplace else.
Sure.
But at least we're... Big step.
Oh, yeah.
A big step.
We're the American entry.
That's right. American entry.
Global.
It says a lot for your city.
It does.
That would be picked.
Yeah.
You know?
And, you know, I hadn't realized this because it seems like we have Olympics in this country quite often, whether they be winter or summer. And by the time 2016 comes along, it will have been 20 years since the Atlanta Olympics.
Right. 20 years.
Yeah, of course, that's, you know, 9 years from now still when the games would be held. But still, it's it moves along.
Yeah, they were saying mostly that it would be the first Summer Olympics in 20 years in a country. And, of course, this country is huge.
But they did say that South America was the only continent, I think, that has not hosted a summer game. Well,
and some of these things have to play on the minds of the judges.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here's a country that never has had it, let's say, and they're good. So maybe this is the factor. We'll say, well, that pushes it over the edge, and we give it to them rather than the other fellow.
Sure.
But it's just nice to know that Chicago fought so hard. They had such good people and good leaders that they could bring this together and make it, you know, just a wonderful event.
Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't make it, it still says... You're still one of the best in the world. Yeah. So
yes, and Mayor Daley has reminded us all, as citizens of the city of Chicago, whether you're the surrounding suburbs, the Chicagoland area, in other words, that we're all really ambassadors or representatives of our city as we meet people from around the world. And because our city is so ethnically diverse, we have every representation of every ethnic group in the world here already. So
yes.
This would be a fine place to host the world.
It should be a fun place.
Mm-hmm.
We all have a good week, and we'll talk to you later next week, and you all have fun.
Tune in next week. Bye, folks.
Chicago, Chicago, that time.